Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. On Monday, a federal judge ruled that President Trump's Commission on Election Integrity may seek voter data from 50 states and the District of Columbia. Now, several states had resisted that move, and the stated intent of the commission is to root out voter fraud in the United States, which in fact is exceedingly rare. The Brennan Center for Justice estimates that voter fraud affects about 1 in 25,000 ballots in U.S. elections. But in June, at the same time that that commission made its first request for information on millions of voters, the Department of Justice sent out a request of its own, requiring 44 states to provide information on how they keep voter rolls up to date. Now, the request cited the 1993 National Voter Registration Act. It's also known as the Motor Voter Law. And it sparked concern that instead of expanding voter registration, which is the point of the law, that the Justice Department was trying to influence purging voter rolls. Vinita Gupta is the president and chief executive of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. She was head of the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice from 2014 until 2017. Vinita Gupta, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
You have said that the Department of Justice asking states to tell it how they maintain their lists, their voter lists, isn't an effort to expand registration, but ultimately to purge those lists. Why do you say that?
The Justice Department's letter to all of the states that are covered by the motor voter law is virtually unprecedented. Usually, the Justice Department would ask a single state for data if there was direct evidence that the state wasn't complying with the motor voter bill. Here, they asked all of the states that are covered. And though the motor voter law actually was mandates that states actually help voters register through motor vehicle departments and expand access to voter registration, this letter focuses on a very narrow set of questions about how states maintain their voter rolls, and that is a prelude to voter purging.
So that means the questions that DOJ is asking the states about the integrity of maintaining their voter lists suggest that they think that there are people on those voter lists who should be kicked off?
Yeah, I mean, there's really two parallel efforts happening right now in the Trump administration. One is this effort by the Justice Department, which got a lot less attention than the Pence-Kobach Commission. The Justice Department's letter now can force states to respond with the data that it has requested, and presumably to create some sort of national database that is going to try to find things like double voters. And let me explain that for a second. The Pence-Kobach Commission, established after President Trump claimed with no evidence to back it up whatsoever that 3 to 5 million voters may have voted in the 2016 election illegally, also exists to create a national database to try to find things like double voters. The problem is in both of these instances, but certainly with the commission's not going to be able to tell two people who have the same name and birthday apart. These kinds of errors are going to hit communities of color the hardest. We know that because census data shows that minorities are overrepresented in 85 of 100 of the most common last names. This has been an effort that has been undertaken in states like Georgia and Ohio that have been sued for carrying out early versions of what we can expect here from the Trump administration. This has been a single-minded effort by Kris Kobach, who has had who's really been at the vanguard of a crusade against the motor voter bill, who's been seeking to get it amended, who's been sued numerous times for making it harder for Kansans to vote. He's the Secretary of State in Kansas. But right before the 2016 election, he had actually illegally blocked tens of thousands of voters from registering. So this is a very concerning development and certainly indicates a broader effort on the part of the administration to restrict the right to vote and to hamper voter participation in our democracy.
States have now seen this letter. How does it work on a practical level if what you say is true, that the Department of Justice is opening prelude to voter purges? How would that work?
So the states will need to send over the detailed information that the Justice Department has requested on this very narrow set of questions. And then presumably the Justice Department will analyze that information, look verify and confirm whether states are actually adequately complying with maintaining the voter lists in the states. And look, there's no question that voter lists need to be updated, but there's a real concern about how this goes about. There's been a lot of litigation on voter purge efforts, as I said, in states like Georgia and Ohio. In fact, the Supreme Court will be considering the Ohio case, litigation challenging the way that voters have been purged. There's allegations that in some of these jurisdictions, hundreds of thousands of voters have been unlawfully purged and therefore prevented from being able to register. And that's a real problem. And, you know, what is, I think, expressly concerning right now is that against a backdrop of very serious threats to our voting systems, and I'm talking from cyber attacks to old machines to discriminatory voter ID laws that numerous federal courts have found to have been intentionally racially discriminatory, to Russian interference with our elections, that the Pence Kobach Commission, especially right now, is investing a lot of time and resources focusing on this so-called phantom problem of voter fraud for which there simply is no systematic evidence. The Heritage Foundation has been keeping a list of voter fraud. They have allegedly found just over 1,000 cases dating back to 1945. Since 2000 alone, there have been 1 billion votes cast. And so, you know, we really have to wonder why it is that these efforts are being allowed to continue. And I think when you look at the composition of the commission with individuals like Kris Kobach, Glenn Beckwell, Hans von Spakovsky, J. Christian Adams, and you see President Trump's tweets about voter fraud, I think you have your answers there.
At the same time, in several states and jurisdictions, we've seen reports of voters pulling themselves off of voter lists. Why is that happening?
I think one of the most alarming things that's happened in the last few weeks is that Democratic and Republican local election officials are reporting that citizens are pulling themselves off of voter rolls out of fear that their personal information is being consolidated at the White House and is going to be leaked or hacked into. A Denver elections official said that her office has actually seen a 2,150% increase in voter registration withdrawals. A Republican election official out of Seminole, Florida, said that he is facing unprecedented demands and requests to withdraw voter registration. That is simply it's terrible. I mean, taking ourselves off of the rolls, I think, really means that we're giving the Trump administration exactly what it wants and is sacrificing our voices. And we need to make sure that people don't deregister for that reason.
Vanita Gupta, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Vanita Gupta is president and chief executive of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. She was head of the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department in the Obama administration.